This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got to talk about something. Every year we hear of a report where male loneliness is a public health threat and that dudes can die because they're lonely. And I know some of you guys are like, oh, that's not me. I'm good. Yeah, just leave me alone. Let me have my beer. Let me be my man cave. Leave me the hell alone. And I have actually accomplished that. I have been telling you guys for Father's Day, what the hell are you doing? Don't make Dad clean out the backyard and get ready for a barbecue for his in-laws coming over. Right? Let him be alone. Give him some time. You know, let. But the issue is a little bit deeper. And so I'm a wife of a man. And I don't think he's lonely because I give him so much crap to do. I'm always talking to him. Did you take out the garbage? Did you put the seat back down? You know, the dog threw up again and I can't clean it out. Do you have some of that special scrubber? Or, you know, can you do this with the kids? Can you? Okay. Yeah, he might not be necessarily lonely because I'm bugging his butt. And I'm not saying all wives do this or all partners do this. But sometimes we don't realize that our conversations with our spouses or our interactions with them is not exactly what they really, really need. So if somebody asked me, is my husband lonely? I'd be like, no, he's not. You know, we do things all the time. We, you know, we have sex, we whatever. He's happy. He's good. Leave me alone. Now let's talk about me. No, I think we're kind of missing the boat with some of what happens. And I grew up in a family that kind of warned me, and thank God I've been married to Corey and it hasn't happened, but I kind of grew up during a time where women got cheated on a lot. And there were two schools of thought. One was the guy's a creep. The other is you're not doing things right. You're neglecting them. And they were very, different schools of thought. I was more of the thought, well, if the guy's a cheater, he's a piece of crap. But what they were trying to say in the other group was, it can't be all about you. I mean, eventually somebody wants to be cuddled. Somebody wants to be noticed. They want to be loved. And we think that when the babies come, you know, having them involved in the baby stuff or the in-law stuff or that is what they want. And we might be missing the point. And maybe the girls go out and hang out with girls, or your partner may go hang out with other people, but some guys, maybe they don't have friends at the, you know, snap of a finger. And maybe guys don't really want to do guy things. I mean, I don't like to do a lot of girl things. When people go, let's go shopping, I can't stand going shopping. Let's go get our hair done, I can't stand getting my hair done. Let's get our nails done, I can't stand getting my nails done. You want to do something with me? Let's go watch the Cowboys kick ass. let's go watch some sports. Let's go have a beer. Let's have a margarita with no salt. No salt on the margarita. We really got to stop that. I think salt on a margarita tastes horrible. Sugar rim is fine. No salt. So what is it that the dudes need? And I can't speak for all dudes, and I'm not a dude. But sometimes what they need is a conversation that isn't about chores and giving them something to do. And people say, oh, guys don't need that. Guys aren't as high maintenance as women are. It's not high maintenance. I mean, I gave birth to two boys. These boys, you know, there was a time where they needed their mama. And they loved their mama. And they wanted to be held. They wanted to be hugged. Any of you have had a little baby boy, they don't necessarily just go, okay, I never want that again. Now, they may not want that from their mama, but even though I'll still give hugs and give little gizzies and then do little tigglies, because even though my boys are like already grown men, I'm like, oh, let me touch it. But they, you know, men like, you know, they want to be held. They want to be loved. They want to know that they are needed. They want to know that their value isn't that they can kill a spider, which I gotta tell you, man, I mean, all right, that's like the gold medal of worth. If you could, you know, so I don't have to touch the spider or the scorpion in my house. If I could call daddy and daddy handles it, honestly, he's golden. But they want to know that it's not that you just need to rent a husband. You know how they have that company, Rent a Husband, so they could come in and do work around your house? They want to know that it's more about the brawn, that you like them because of their sense of humor. And I know some of you are like, oh, God, I got to laugh at my husband's jokes. Well, you know, yeah, I get sometimes their jokes suck. But they, you know, part of their identity is, do I entertain you? Do I make you laugh? You know, when you first dated your spouse, you would laugh at their jokes. Even if it was a fake laugh. That was funny. That was funny. All right. That's my fake laugh. So, you know, I don't fake laugh anymore because I just don't have time. Something was funny is not funny. Right? My husband gets the silent. I'm like, oh, that was a joke? Don't do that. Okay? Yeah, and if the joke's not funny, go, oh, man, you know what? Just maybe try to add to the joke. I will sometimes punctuate. If my husband dangles his participle, I might fix it in the joke. But, you know, maybe work with the joke, okay? Or just tell him, don't make jokes. That's not his thing. But what is his thing? Let your spouse know what their thing is. You know, you're really good at that. Or, I love your voice. My husband can sing. He doesn't think he can. He doesn't want to sing. But I know that he likes it when I'm like, okay, you could sing. You know, just, you know, but then he'll purposely sing off key and then ruin the whole night. You know, so find things that they want to be known for and comment on that. And don't be, you know, what's the word for where you're just kind of catering, you know, where you're pandering. Don't be doing that. But let them know you appreciate them. Give them a hug. Give them a neck rub. You know, let them, you know, ask them what they want to do. One of my very, very good friends, whenever they go out to eat, you know, he's got a couple daughters, and I'm like, okay, so, you know, what do you guys do? Where do you? He goes, I never get a choice. It doesn't matter what I say. Everybody else decides. Maybe let them decide once in a while. All right? Let them, you know, and let them hang out with who they want to hang out with and get, you know, and have friends and but, you know, just don't think that it's all about the spiders and the doing carpentry around the house. Okay? Guys get lonely too. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free Digital Dollar Survival Kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So when I heard about a week or two ago that Canada had, I guess, proclaimed a travel advisory advising Canadians against coming to the United States, I kind of did a double take. You know, being a physician, being in public health, I'm like, okay, what is it? Is it because of the malaria cases? Is it because of the fentanyl? What is, you know, what is so dangerous? Is cartel in America? What's going on? Is it the crime? Why would Canada have a travel advisory against the United States? Well, after my double take, and I read a little bit more, Apparently, they warned the LGBTQ plus community not to travel to the United States. Now, having family members who are LGBTQ, friends who are family, you know, friends who are, I'm like, is it because of the meningitis that we saw in Florida and higher cases in the LGBTQ plus community? Is there antiviral resistant HIV? Why? What does the LGBTQ plus community have that can kill them? Now, travel advisories are for what's dangerous to them, what can kill them, what can, you know, what is attacking this community more than other communities, such that Canada is saying, for the love of God, don't step foot on American soil. And I'm like, what memo did I miss? Well, apparently, they say to check the local laws for their destination before traveling. And Global Affairs spokesman Jeremy Berube said since the beginning of 2023, certain states in the U.S. have passed laws banning drag shows and restricting the transgender community from access to gender-affirming care and from participation in sporting events. That's why there is a life-protecting travel advisory. It's like the wolf. It's like the boy who cried wolf. They make it sound like if anybody in the LGBTQ plus community steps foot on American soil, they're going to be shot. Who's shooting individual? Not in my country. I wouldn't stand for that. What is Canada telling the LGBTQ plus community, which is extremely vibrant in America and proud and doing very, very well? All my friends are doing extremely well. They actually have better incomes than I do because they don't have to support kids. And we have a very, very strong, robust, I mean, look at the advances we make with HIV. Why would Canada tell them not to come to our beautiful country? Does that mean America is going to tell our LGBTQ plus community to leave? No. I mean, what are we missing? What's going on? And, you know, when you put out a travel advisory, travel advisories, for example, like we have travel advisories against parts of Mexico because of the cartel. They go, you know, you get kidnapped or abducted, or we cannot guarantee your safety or guarantee your return. There's travel advisories to North Korea. You know, there's travel advisories to Afghanistan. You're really going to do a travel advisory because some schools are having issues with sex ed curriculums. You know, I know many impersonators who do drag, but none of them are do it in front of children and are overtly sexualized and things like that. They are fantastic entertainers, and especially Legends in Concert. I love that show. Frank Marino does a fantastic job where his singers are male who dress as female and can sing as Celine Dion does, Diana Ross, very, very talented individuals. But we're not talking about 4 or 5-year-olds next to somebody in a very, very short skirt with fake breasts and, you know, a sexualized show, which some of these can be. I don't mind drag shows. But when they start bringing, you know, there's more skin and you don't want that from anybody, whether they're drag or not. Las Vegas showgirls don't do morning brunches with kids. There's things that are kids appropriate. There's kids that aren't. There are things that aren't. And so I'm a little shocked here because, you know, Canada, for the most part, has a pretty peaceful country. But there's a lot of stuff going on in America. And there's some dangerous stuff going on in terms of crime, in terms of shooting, in terms of, like, that girl that got raped from an illegal immigrant. That's what the travel advisories are for.
And the Human Rights Campaign, which is the largest U.S.-based organization, says apparently it's a state of emergency. Is it a state of emergency for people affected by crime? Is it a state of emergency for kids being abducted and trafficked? No. It's a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus people. So I just, my worry is state of emergency happens when you have an earthquake, when you have a hurricane. Now I get there's a lot of controversy over when to ask a child to choose their pronouns if they've never given it any thought. I understand there's a lot of controversy over somebody who does want to be identified as another gender, but they may not have the support of their family. Now, people are assuming there's not going to be support from the family, and there might be support from the family. You know, what one thing that fascinates me is many individuals who were my patient or were friends of mine who didn't come out to their parents said, my parents wouldn't understand, my parents wouldn't understand. And then when they did come out, the parents were completely fine with it. And so many people think that their family is going to be completely against it. But when it comes to that's their loved one, and almost every family has somebody in the LGBTQ plus community, the families are very supportive. So who is making this determination? Now, I get it. You have a family where you say, look, I don't want to be who I am anymore. I want you to call me by a different name. And that person says, get the hell out of the house. Okay, I get it. That's a problem. Or they beat them. That's why we have, you know, child protection services. That's why we have resources, school counselors, therefore help and support. But, you know, any one of my friends who thought their parents couldn't handle it, their parents did. The parents love their children, and they're going to accept them. Now, they might not want a child to surgically remove their penis, and they might have a say on medical care, which I understand, because some children might change their identity. Just because somebody is homosexual doesn't mean they're transgender. There are many homosexuals that really love being a male, really love having their penis. Same thing a lot of females. There might be some concern in terms of surgical changes, but in terms of other resources, most parents are pretty supportive about things like this. And to assume that you're going to be shot, what was it? Was it a celebrity who said these kids are going to be shot by their parents? How many times have you heard a parent shoot a child for being gay? I mean, maybe it has happened, but they make it sound like, God forbid that happens. It's horrible. But who I usually have seen in my practice and just in my community and is, you know, maybe one family member takes a little while longer to come to grips with it, but they love and they support their child. You know, what I did with my kids early on, they're both straight and they aren't a part of the LGBTQ plus community, but when they were younger, I didn't want any sort of, because I saw what was going on with my patients, I said, hey guys, so if you're gay, you let me know. If you're who we think you are and you're not, you tell us anything. We're going to love you no matter what. And we just put that out there straight out. And because who knew if anything later would, and they weren't. They don't know. This is who we are. You know, I mean, when they were Dallas Cowboy fans, I mean, at first, one, my kid was a Patriot fan, and I was okay with that. I was okay with my kid being a Patriot fan. You know, but then he, you know, kind of came along, and he's like, okay, I like the Cowboys too. But honestly, if they came home and they said they were Green Bay Packer fans, still love them. 1-877 Doc Polly. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department's Special Enforcement Bureau tactical team. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration. That includes the transfer of $6 billion in once-frozen Iranian assets from South Korea to Qatar. The military looking for a missing fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. The plane, however, remains unaccounted for. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dalia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dalia Show. Okay, and yes, we do have some of our shows on Facebook Live. I haven't been uploading them to YouTube like I should. I need to do a more active YouTube channel, but I haven't really been doing that. But anyway, so I'm every now and then you guys will be able to see me on Facebook, and I'll try to get those also kind of branch out for you guys. So the next topic I want to talk about is, so I help a lot of medical students, I've helped dental students, I help pre-med students, and every now and then I get a parent who has a high school student asking me what advice should we give their kids. And the average, I guess, Gen Z, and pretty soon Gen Alpha, isn't really that excited about college. Gen Alphas were born between 2010 and now. Generation Beta is going to be those born after 2025. So still the Gen Alphas are kind of young. But the Gen Zs were born between 1995 and 2010. The Millennials between 80 and 95, if I'm rounding, making them easier to remember for people. Gen Xs between 1965 and 1980. And then the Baby Boomers between 45 and 65, although many people born in 44, 43 consider themselves a Baby Boomer, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. You know, people coming back on leave during World War II, doing hibbity-bibbity, making babies. As far as I'm concerned, they could be part of the baby boomers too. But technically, pre-1945, you're traditionalists. And so we have now a society to where they look at college as a waste of money. They look at college as a liberal factory, making new liberal voters, looking at it being more of a woke club, there being discrimination in terms of separating people of different backgrounds and in terms of admission. And so people have these attitudes towards academia. And I went to college for years. I love college. I mean, yeah, I went to school. I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools. My folks moved a lot. Dad gambled. May he rest in peace. Love him, but we moved a lot. Then I went to undergrad for 4 years at UNLV. Then I went to medical school at UNR School of Medicine. Was able to do my last year at UCLA so I could marry my husband, live with him. And then I did my training for residency in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I still study. I still take classes. You're always a student when you're a doctor. You're also a teacher, but you're always a student. But these kids are like, so what? Do I get a degree in business? Do I get a degree in communications? Do I get a bio degree? And it's now that you have a lot of competition between graduate schools, because it used to be rare for people to have a college degree. You know, everybody had to get a high school diploma at one point, and that used to be rare. Then everybody got a high school diploma. Now, somebody having a degree, the employer's like, who cares? Everybody gets degrees. You get the degrees online. It's what does that mean? So now there's a lot of pressure for you not only to get a degree, but to get a graduate degree, get a master's, get a PhD, get a doctorate. And there's just too many. There's just too many people. There's just too many people going to college. We have thousands upon tens of thousands of people going to each college across the United States. And we have how many colleges? It's a lot. There's, maybe close to 20 million students at any time right now going to school, which is why we made College Student Health Awareness Day, because that's a big chunk of our population. But when people graduate and they don't stand out, what do you do? So if you have somebody that doesn't know what they want to do with their life, doesn't know what they want to study, it's challenging. And a big mistake we make as parents is we tell them, just go to school and get something. Now, why would we do that? Why would we give them advice to just get a random degree? Well, because many of us learned that the longer you're out of school, the harder it is to get back. Now, for some individuals, they're fine. They could jump right back into it. For others, no. They never get it back. I mean, look at how bad summer vacation is on our kids. You know, and the teachers have to struggle to get these kids back into a groove in the fall because all summer long they were goofing off, which is why I'm really not a fan of 3 months long summer vacations. I think summer vacation should be much shorter, winter break a little longer to handle all the coughs and colds and travel, but nobody listens. So if you have a child who you think is going to just kind of fall off the curve in terms of not staying in school, then yes, you do want them to be taking classes, whether it's at a community college, whether it's at a university, etc. But if you have somebody that really wants to find out what it is they like, let them go out into the work field. Now, see, I worked while I was in school, so that was motivation enough for me to stay in school. Once you work, at a restaurant, once you work at fast food, you know, once you work for bosses who you don't like, you're like, you know what, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. But there is a lot of value to taking that year and working in a field that you think you want. Maybe it looks great on TV, but in the reality of it, you're like, oh gosh, no. Yeah, I told you I wanted to be in Singing Telegrams. Oh, I wanted to sing. Right? And so there, I auditioned for a Singing Telegram job, and they loved my voice, and that was great. They even tested. I had a 4-octave range at the time, so they were on the piano, and that was all great. And then, at the end of the interview, they go, now take off your clothes. I'm like, say what? They go, take off your clothes, and it's a room full of men. I'm like, why? They go, well, you know, we also do naked Singing Telegrams. I'm like, oh, hell no. And I got the hell out of there. And so, you know, sometimes you think you know an industry, and then you find out, no, it's a lot different. But in terms of cost, people ask me, well, what would you do? You know, would you go to Pepperdine? Would you, if you had to do it over again? I would not have done it over again. I went to a state school, and I would have done that again. I'm so glad I didn't have the debt. I went to a state school because they also gave me an academic scholarship. And so UNLV, you know, when I was the first person in my family to go to college and be able to, you know, it was huge for me to be able to, because I didn't have money for college. You know, the work I did was to support myself, but to also pay for college, thank God I had an academic scholarship to help with the classes and some of the books and some of the labs. So I would go to where you could afford. You don't have to all go to Harvard and Yale. I get a Harvard and Yale degree could, you know, allow you to run for president later. But if you don't really want to run for president later, you know, or own, you know, one of these big 500 companies, there's a lot more you could, these other colleges allow accessible education. And then pick classes your first year or two. You don't necessarily have to know exactly what you want. Just try things out. For those of you who are in your 40s or 50s, take a couple classes. Keep in mind, though, college classes do not really tell you what it's like in the real world. So if you're like, well, I want to be, let's say, in marketing, you know, but then you take a class, you know, in communications because you have to take that for a marketing degree, that might not, you know, that's why working and apprenticing and interning will give you a little bit better, you know, idea of what's out there. But what I would recommend for those of you that have kids in high school is have them do that in the summer. They shouldn't be playing video games during the summer. During the summer, they should be interning or working and seeing what life is like. That's how it used to be. You used to get a job at fast food during the summer, then everybody would go back to school, and then the fast food place was like, well, now who do we hire? But at least these kids got some money under their belt. They worked, they met people, and they understood what the value of a dollar was. But it just, if kids aren't going to be in school during the summer, then have them at least work. And if they haven't had that experience and they're really, really green and they don't know what to do, then maybe they do a gap year. But again, if you have a child who you think is going to just not be able to study, and get then have them still take classes. I think community college is a fantastic way to get courses. It's a game. You don't have to necessarily be $200,000 in debt for a degree. And price shop. Find out what it costs. Find out who has what scholarships and what sort of financial aid. These schools want students because these students later become alumni and hopefully donate later. So these schools are going to want to work with you. Let them fight for your student. Why not? And see, and price shop, just like you would with a car. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have asked, how do I feel about implicit bias training? Where doctors are basically told that you're biased, that you have bias that you might not realize, and that you could be racist, you could be anti-woman, anti-Latino, anti-black, anti, and you need to train and acknowledge some of this if you want to advance or maintain a license. And I've been very, very mixed on this because I've seen both sides. And as a physician who has had to time and time again, whether it's working for academia or, and I'm licensed in multiple states, when the training teaches you, hey guys, look, you know, this is in this particular culture, this is how they might approach medicine. Cultural training is extremely, extremely helpful. But being told, look, because you were born a certain way, you are going to be anti somebody else, that starts to overstep the line. And what, and as an educator, I teach everybody the three E's. All right? You need to engage them, you need to educate them and enlist them. You engage somebody by showing them why they need to learn this and how it relates to them. Or, you know, or just, what, even if it's, you know, my show. Come up with a good start, a good opening. I know I still have to work on that. Come up with good content. You know, I'm like, you need to listen to my show. Why? Then I educate them because I teach you this, 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 and this, and then I enlist them. So that's why I want you to come back tomorrow and listen. So when it comes to education, the second you have somebody think that they are being called something that they don't believe they are, they tune it out, and they're hitting the button to get through the class. Okay, we want to, as a medical community, understand that we are teaching people of a variety of different backgrounds. I also think that in medicine, you have medications and physiologies that may differ in men and women, in blacks and whites. In fact, there are some medications that do much better in some populations than others. The kidney function might be different. The liver function might be different. The vasculature might be different. So, we need to learn about that. That, I think, is crucial. But in terms of, you know, you're racist, now you're thinking to yourself, okay, whoa, wait a second, what did I do? Oh my God, I'm going to lose my license. What did I do? What did I say? How do I, and you really start to lose the person you're teaching. And now we have doctors. There was a black physician who said he's not even going to teach it. And he apparently was supposed to be teaching this. And he said, I can't do that. I can't call my colleagues racist. And now you have other physicians that are suing the California Medical Board to block the state requirement about implicit bias training. Apparently this was filed in the U.S. District Court in the Central District of California. It seeks a permanent injunction to stop the board from implementing legislation that took effect 17 months ago. It includes ophthalmologist Dr. Azadeh Khatibi and anesthesiologist Marilyn Singleton of Los Angeles. They organize, they teach CME courses, but they claim the state's law is violating the First Amendment right to free speech, since the plaintiffs don't believe there's a proven value in teaching physicians about implicit biases or health disparities. Now, as a female, all right, I had seen that there were conditions like globus hystericus. Right? There was a patient, we had globus hystericus. She had a lot of anxiety, a feeling of something in her throat, and it was related to her estrogen drop in menopause. So they gave her estrogen, and it improved her symptoms. Well, I remember kind of sitting there, you know, and I was kind of one of the only girls, and the men were kind of talking, and they weren't joking, they were being very professional about it. But I'm like, I wish there was something better than globus hystericus. Why can't they just say it's a globus sensation with low estrogen? Well, they've changed that now, where it's globus sensation as opposed to globus hystericus. And so, yes, we are progressing in some things that could maybe stereotype. But let's say, like, there was, shall we say, when I was delivering babies, there were, I spoke Spanish, and I was one of the very few students who did. So I would take care of a lot of the Spanish-speaking patients. And you would hear some of the residents talk crap about the Latina patients who were, you know, screaming in pain. And they're like, gosh, why are they so loud? When I gave birth, I wasn't that loud. And I'm like, they don't want an epidural. They're doing this naturally. And that is how they're dealing with their pain. let them scream. Childbirth sucks. It's painful. You know, you got an epidural. They didn't. And they're choosing that because they think it could help hurt their baby. And so I have seen people insult patients, talk bad about them. Well, that then has to be under a whole professional development sort of category. And as I said, we do need to understand that individuals of certain cultures might not want to be on daily medication. If you do understand a lot of the Latino culture, many of them will say, yo tomé la medicina, I took the medicine, as past tense. And it's like, but this was a medicine you were supposed to be on long term. Because you're diabetic long term, you can't just take it once and then be done. Many of them use botanicas. Many of them use other sorts of things that they do one and oh, so you need to understand, in different cultures, they do things differently. Fine. Any of you that have ever had Israeli patients, okay, they do things differently. They look at medicine differently than others. They could. And so understanding cultural differences so that you don't think the American way is the only way is common sense. But when I heard somebody say, okay, well, you know, it's probably gynecological in nature, when I thought the female patient had some other non-gynecological issue, did I think that man was anti-woman? Did I think he was biased towards women? No. I think he might have been focusing too much on the gyne aspect of the pathology, and there might have been something else going on. But I didn't accuse him of being anti-woman. You know, we know our bodies, but we have to learn other people's bodies. And there's a learning curve. And so where I stand is I think we should have cultural competency, especially since we have so many people from other countries that we're taking care of. The Asian community might look at medicine a lot differently than the Hispanic community versus the white community versus. So we have to understand that there could be differences. But in terms of making people feel that they are racist it's not helping. And every medical professional I know can't stand that part of the training. Now, should you show examples of where racism occurred? Absolutely. We want to fight racism. But to accuse everybody in the room that they're doing that same activity, whoa. I mean, there have been some idiots that have been caught on camera, you know, being inappropriate. Honestly, they shouldn't even be practicing then. So do we need to learn that racism exists? Absolutely. Do we have to put it on everybody that all of them are? You're anti-man, you're anti-woman, you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Mormon, you're anti-black, you're anti... No. No. I think they tune out and now it causes a hatred and a resentment. And the funny thing is many of these patients are not asking for this. So, you know, there's got to be a better way. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.